Blog Talk Radio.
Got the invite for the party with the girls today. I'm excited to have a good time and just hang out. I thought about what I was wearing. I was kind of wishing that you were here. I want to hear that I'm pretty and I want you to come stay, stay.
I don't know what caused over me. I changed my mind on where I wanna be.
Dropping love, cause we do this. But when the DJ plays our song, all I wanna do is run home into your arms, looking in your eyes, where I belong, kissing you just right.
I don't know what comes over me. I change my mind.
Bye.
so can I. It must be attainable if it exists. I'm not about to live paycheck to paycheck. Money isn't everything, yes indeed. But if it didn't matter, everything would be free. But it ain't.
No, it ain't. Definitely not. It is.
I can. That's what it ain't, but what it is. It's Indie Review Radio. That's what you're checking out right now. Features right
yes,
there. We here.
We are here, and it is brick outside. It's a little chilly, but you know what? The warmth and the love that comes from the music and our lovely intellectuals gets us through.
Oh, no doubt.
Every single time.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. So,
So it's a beautiful Saturday, see, right? You guys have snow up there?
Not yet. Supposed to be,
yeah,
but
okay.
Not as much as you know, this past week. Just a little something. But still,
good.
It's frigid, brick city.
Well, I will tell you that I never thought in a million years it would get down to the single digits or feel like below zero in Atlanta. Who knew?
Well, you know.
I could have stayed in New York for this, see. I could have stayed in New York.
climate change. You know how that goes. nothing's normal. Everything's out of, can't say, really, it is normal because I think we're in a readjustment period. That's why you're seeing things being so out of whack and not what you're used to. Because
right.
Things have gotten to a point where it needs to be readjusted. So you're seeing
yep.
that right now.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, I wonder what the weather is like in the rest of the world. Maybe if you say hello to them, they'll call us and let us know.
Yep, absolutely. So let me get to that right about now. The universal greetings to everybody checking us out at this particular moment in time, no matter who you are, where you are, and so forth. I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos dias, konnichiwa, salam, namaste, assalamu alaikum, sakpase, sakaseth, alafia, perev, good day, neho, ma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, what up, though, bon dia, alito, akashke, what the business is, where you at, Neth, and yo, le seo, so wate, fawu bona, suwa bona, o siyo, siya, mujo kwe, bienvenue, ke paso, ke pasa, sela, meraba, and hey y'all, which
hey,
was
y'all.
Added. I forgot who added that last week.
That was Tamika. That was
okay,
our
yeah.
in-studio audience member, Tamika, with the hey y'all.
There you go. Exactly. So there you have it. Hey, it's greetings for everyone.
Such a simple greeting.
it happens. I mean, there are so, you know what, it's so many that sometimes you can't catch them all, but we're going to. We're going to continue
mm-hmm.
to go down that path.
Yes, we have nothing but time.
Absolutely. So, I got some Kitterelli's hot cocoa, or hot chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit upset because, you know, they recently changed the formula, and it's not the same formula as what it was. I mean, I still have the original, but I went looking for, you know, some new ones recently, and it's not the same. So I got to find, like, you know, a store that still has, like, the old formula somewhere. They switched it up. It's not good.
Well, maybe,
it's definitely not good.
Maybe you have to make it, see? Maybe you have to make it. Do it old school. Get some hot cocoa and get in the kitchen and push up your sleeves and work it out.
Get some cocoa powder and
yeah.
do it that way. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
gotta get
right.
back to basics.
Yeah, maybe I should go to Colombia or Peru or Argentina.
Oh, Lord. Now you're doing too much. Okay. Now you're doing a lot. Because that's a passport involved and a whole bunch of customs over some hot cocoa. Yeah, come back, see. Come back to the States. We'll get you some.
Oh, man. But, I mean, all my people in Bay Area, San Francisco, if you know, because that's where it started. That's where the company started out from. So if y'all can get that original formula, let me know. In the meantime, you know, I might have to reach out to some people to get the cocoa plant.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay.
But it's all good. But I'm excited about the guests that we have on today, because they're going to be talking about, speaking of things that are out of the norm and readjustments and stuff like that, they're going to be dealing with that whole particular aspect of things on the art tip. So y'all got to stay tuned to find out what exactly that's all about and where we're going with that to bring it all
home.
And
we love art. We love art. So really excited to be chatting with them.
Yep. In the meantime, between time, we're going to do some music, keep some people's warms out there if you are, you know, in the frigid areas and you're not fortunate enough to be in, you know, South Florida and Phoenix and, you know, Southern California and so forth.
At my mama house.
That would be a cool place to be right now, I must say.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned, keep it locked. Send the review radio 646-478-5123 cd@gmail.com. That's how you get at us. Tweet us as well. The review. We'll be back. got to get Margo to a doctor real quick, real fast.
Yes, and we got to get it to the show, too.
yeah, absolutely. Well, I was told that she has a show coming up soon at the Apollo, and she's going to, you know, drop in around that time.
Nice.
So,
okay. Yeah, that works for me.
Absolutely. Well, no, we got to wish a happy birthday right now.
Yeah, we do. One of our all-time favorite intellectuals is having a born day tomorrow, and that is our friend Nat Burns.
Nat Burns.
And you guys know him because we play his music on the show, Dance With You. We're going to play that in a hot minute so we could all cut a rug and celebrate a birthday for an amazing dude. So, yeah, happy birthday, Nat Busy.
Absolutely,
happy birthday to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Enjoy.
So,
have a wonderful day. Say that again, see?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was saying to him to enjoy and have a wonderful day tomorrow. It's actually tomorrow, so.
Definitely, definitely. Big ups to Nat Burns. Happy birthday, happy board day, and so forth. And he's definitely going to be spending this, like, all day long, I'm sure, and probably dancing, like, all day long, probably starting right now.
Well, I know he has to work sometime today, but I'm sure, trust me, he'll have a good time regardless.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Nat Burns, right, y'all, right here. Dance With You.
Wanna pull you to the side, conversate for a minute. I'm asking about your future, cause you try and get a bit. I've been keeping on the low and I can tell you authentic. Treat your heart like a prize. I'm a cherish once I win it. Slim waist, pretty face, got style and taste. Stand apart from the crowd, but you move with grace. I got time, I don't move in haste. I can wait for you, and when you're ready, I'll be standing at the gate for you. Try and keep it straight for you, stay on my grind with it. Don't matter what you wanna do, just know that I'm with it. We could be tighter than two breaths through one nostril. Say you needed a real man, well I got you. Every day, all day, with no time off. Just trying to love you, don't confuse it like I'm soft. Cause I'm a boss of bosses, quick to cut my losses. Let me know mine, I won't force you. But it's something about the soul as a whole drawing me close. And it's so intoxicating, I don't wanna be sober. But I am gonna need that number soon as it's over. So listen, right now I know it's only just a dance. But if you give me half a chance, I can show you romance. Tell the truth, I was open from the very first glance. Why I searched the whole club just to ask for your hand. My name Nat, not Roger, still I wanna be your man. 50 grand a whole nine, but I ain't standing in line. Pardon me, but I'm speaking my mind, letting you know this commitment that you want. I give you all of that and more. Keep you laced up from head to toe. It's no own trick, it's your boy in tight with the dope. But as you see, I'm real tight with the flow. So if you with it, put down your drink, grab your bag, let's go. Just wanna know, am I wasting my time? Cause if you ain't with it, no hard feelings, everything will be fine. But if y'all, let's let our hearts combine. See, we can shine like the sun, you the moon, raise the star, here we are. Happily ever, that's no matter the weather. Let's go ahead and put the thing together, cause start slow. Give it plenty of light, keep it wet and watch it grow. I know you like to keep your biz on the low.
Second that.
You an independent woman, no way am I sweating that. All I'm saying, mine's I got your back like no front. From here to eternity, whatever you want. Take your time, but I'm just asking once. Holla at me if you choose yes. No, I'll be making you hella happy. Have me going all out for a chance with you. I wish I said this out loud in this dance with you.
No.
together. Maybe a little dinner, movie, something, you know. I ain't trying to push up on you too hard, ma. But I am feeling you, though.
Just like a Renaissance black man. Poetry, music, photography.
I think it was somebody that said something about Mozart. The goal of an artist is to create the definitive work that cannot be surpassed. I guess you can say I kind of live like that.
Sam Rose de Keith Robinson. Dernièrement, Keith et sa nouvelle compagne sont suivis en permanence par une horde de paparazzi lors de tous leurs déplacements. Les photographes semblent être passionnés par leur histoire. Maintenant, en exclusivité, nous allons écouter sa toute dernière chanson qui s'appelle Loving You.
Out of mind, counter, in the shower, in the bathroom on your lunch hour, down the coastline, up in the high rise, anytime you feel it and you need to ride, yo, I'm down too, yo, that sound cool, it don't really matter if I'm loving you.
Thank you.
Michelle, have you gotten out in touch with her yet about that whole, you know, ice cream every day situation? Okay, and Michelle's on mute once again, but anyway.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Listen, you know I have issues with the mute button, so do we have to talk about this every week?
But people who don't know this need to understand
this. No, actually, I'm drafting a letter because, you know, ice cream cake every day. Something's going on there. We gotta get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Big up to Lady Ginger, the intellectual, who is in the chat room right now. Of course, she coined that phrase, and
yes,
we're talking about food as we always do.
Always.
So.
Always.
Yeah. Absolutely. But we gotta get to some guests that's joining us right now, because they're gonna talk about something a little bit different than food, although, you know, they're more than welcome to talk about food as well if they like to.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes. Who do we have with us right now? Okay. Wow, we're getting a real bad connection. Can you state that one more time?
This is Wisconsin from the Imagination Cinema Foundation.
Wow, okay. What we're going to have to do is, can you call back in, because we're getting a bad connection with your line right now. So just take a minute and do that for us, and we'll get back right with you.
Okay.
Sometimes these things happen, folks. It's live. That's what it is. And technology. Anyway, we're still here.
It's live and direct.
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So she's going to buzz back in, and then we'll get things back going. But anyway.
Usually that does the trick. Usually that does the trick.
Yes, 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 yes. So we were talking about, what was it? How do you say it? Cruciferous vegetables?
Yes, like your kale and spinach and broccoli and cabbage and all that, yes. That
okay.
It should actually
your
be lightly steamed. They should all actually be lightly steamed before we eat them.
Yeah. Broccoli's my favorite out of that bunch. Like, I'm always, always, always eating broccoli. But once again, let's see if we get a better connection this time.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Moikansi. Any better?
Oh, much better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Just a little cold, but, you know, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
We all are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to get things warmed up with our conversation with you. And you, let's start first with founding Image Nation, which I've had the pleasure of going to some of your events and also at your Raw Space
functions
as well. So I'm familiar with that. But for those who are unfamiliar with both of those particular entities, let's start there.
Oh, hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a second, but you wanted to inform the audience of who we are and what we do, right?
Right. I wanted you to inform them about your particular entities, Image Nation and Raw Space, and what those are all about and how you came to form them.
Okay. Well, Image Nation is a media arts group dedicated to presenting holistic images of people of culture and just exposing us to each other through global black cinema and independent music. We started a long time ago, back in 97, as a short film series and live music series. Actually, we did spoken word, live music, and short films in Soho. And at the time, our goal was to develop new audiences for independent film. It was to introduce young black and Latino audiences to the work and to the filmmakers and kind of fold them in into the larger arts community. So we would have visual arts presented at the showcases. We would have live performances. Then we'd have a showcase of short films and a discussion and a party. And so that's how we started. And the organization over the years has kept the same mission of kind of edifying who we are through the arts. And we've grown to do events. We had a 7-year series at Lincoln Center. We have an outdoor series in partnership with Summer Stage and other entities like Harlem Week. We've partnered with a city in South Africa and did a festival celebrating the first year of elections in South Africa. And we've even spoken in Glasgow and presented events at other parts of the world, emphasizing the importance of independent film and media that emphasizes the humanity of people of color. So that's who we are in a nutshell. And now we have a space in Harlem called Raw Space. It's actually primarily a rentals venue. The community rents it every weekend. And when the community is not renting it for anything from a pop-up shop to a baby shower to a cocktail party or a film screening, we have events. You know, we have free community events. We have art exhibits. And we have an amazing exhibit on display right now called Sadi Kali, Beautiful Again. And I think that's what we're talking about today, which is Sadi's work. He's a photographer, world-renowned photographer, who hails from New Orleans. And he specializes in two things. One is taking pictures that emphasize the humanity of us. So when I saw his work, I knew he was perfect for Image Nation. We have the same mission. And the other thing he specializes in is nudes. He shoots these amazing nudes of women of color of all shapes and sizes. And his work just kind of goes beyond the exterior and shows you what's inside of these people. His work is phenomenal.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And he's joining us right now. Sadi, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. How are y'all?
We're good. Staying warm.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about how, because Moikansi just talked about your amazing work with news, and I've gotten a chance to see those via your site and other things that you have posted up. How do you approach getting people to be comfortable enough to go to that space where, you know, they will pose for you nude and so forth? Because I can imagine some people are not automatically comfortable doing that at first?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, none of the pictures you see are people who I got to pose for me nude. All of those pictures are clients. And so
okay.
it's people who are, investing in seeing themselves outside of the dominant, you know, kind of oppressive beauty standards that we've been subjected to. So everybody, you know, whether we speak about it or not, has grown up seeing images that tell us what beauty is. And more often than not, they are not images that we fit into. And so the truth of the matter is that we were made in the image of the Creator. And so if that's the case, then we have to be beautiful, you know. We just have
Absolutely.
To look at ourselves through different eyes. And in that perspective, once people start seeing that this is the perspective and this is, you know, and how beautiful the images are when they agree, then you start finding out how many people actually want to go through a process like that, who would love to shoot nude but have always thought that they never could because of what they've been, how they've been taught to see themselves, or what negative stories they tie to their image or whatever. So I just take all of that crap off of them and let them
right.
see themselves without the crap, you know, and without the stuff that we carry, we spectacular, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You don't need to tell me that. I totally get that. But like you said, like the worldview or what's given out to the masses doesn't always correlate with that. We're talking to Moy Ganti and Sadi Kali here on the program. And you review, if you have questions, call us up 646-478-5123. After you've done this and after people see these images and so forth, what are some of the reactions and what are some of the things that you've gotten from people viewing these particular images?
So the clients themselves usually have never seen themselves captured in a way, one, that is art, but two, that celebrates their beauty. You know, most people are accustomed to thinking they need to be photoshopped, or they need, you know, a makeup team, or they need this studio with lights and stuff like that, whereas I just use the light that comes in through the window. So once people see themselves, they're usually like, "This, that's me?" You know, it's a level of disbelief. And then once you begin to recognize your own beauty, more often than not, you want to announce that beauty. So people have the pictures and then they make it their Facebook profile, and they make an album that they send to their friends, and they make a book that they put on their, you know, on their coffee table, or they make a print that they put on their wall, because at the discovery or the recognition of their own beauty, it's just like, you know, you want the world to see it too. But then there are so many people who may have not been brave enough at first, and then they see somebody who may have some similarity, you know, in their body, and they're like, "Wow, you made her look like, or she looks like me, but you made her look beautiful," or whatever. And then I just explain that I didn't make anything, you know what I mean? I just captured the beauty that was there, and if you wanted to too, I could do that with you. And you know, the word of mouth passes on, and before you know it, I'm traveling the world, you know.
I think that's awesome, and it sounds like, Sadi, you are in the business of enrolling people in their beauty, which is amazing. When you first started taking pictures, when you first became a photographer, did you ever imagine that this would be, that you would have this impact?
No. I, like most photographers, just wanted to take a beautiful photograph, you know. I was I was an artist of various genres before I picked up the camera. And so I was an MC, I was a writer. And in writing, I was trained by you know, people who felt like art was supposed to have a practical use and purpose, and an everyday purpose for the people it impacted. And so I wasn't really acclimated to art for art's sake kind of thing. So the art I was doing, even without the awareness, always had a certain love of us in it, because I just felt like we needed to see ourselves in a better way. And it wasn't even as intentional at the time, but the more I recognized people's response, the more I started doing it with intention, you know. And so it's as much therapy as it is photography. You know, it's not just you come in and I make you look cute. It's more you come in and we go through all the things in your life that have affected the way you see you. And then we address those things in a way that allows you to take them off. And underneath all of that, you know, you comfortable is something that we're unaccustomed to. We have judged each other and ourselves so much. We have oppressed each other with the things that we've internalized so much that we are in this state of perpetual discomfort. So to actually be in a space where you feel comfortable about you, the way that looks is like life-changing for most folks.
Absolutely. And we're talking to, of course, world-renowned photographer Sadi Khali and Morganti of Image Nation and Rural Space. Now, Morganti, when you first were introduced to his work, when you saw it from the first time, not knowing him, just seeing it, what was your particular reaction and response, and what were you thinking when you saw his work for the first time?
I was thinking, wow, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I was just kind of awestruck. And, you know, his work he's shooting people from around the world. And so all I could see in it was that my mission had been kind of encapsulated in these photos, you know, and I wanted to connect with that. I wanted to connect with the fact that we're on the same page. We are actually kind of extracting the same humanity and spirituality out of our people, him through photography and me through the presentation of films and music. And so I just saw a kindred spirit. I saw someone who was doing the same work as me. And I figured there's a connection here, and we should definitely explore that connection.
And would that be something you would do at one point, as far as you know, having a shoot with Sari?
We asked the same question.
me myself personally, you know, I would love to actually.
Yes.
But you know, I would love to. Probably next year after I've lost a few pounds. Which I know Sati is like, what is wrong with her saying that? But you know, I guess everyone brings you bring your own. What'd you say, sis?
Isn't that an oxymoron? Isn't that in direct conflict to the what he was just talking about, is of accepting our beauty as is?
It absolutely is. But I guess, you know, it depends on where you're at in your life and what you're ready to share. And I know for me right now, it would be, I would see my health issues on the camera, you know. So it really depends on where you are and what you're ready to share and what your reality is. His work is amazing. I would like for him to shoot my son, like, tomorrow.
Also, I just want to say that because people pay when they're ready, then there's no pressure I put on folks around, you know, you need to do this or you need to. Like, people have their own path and they come to different places and spaces and different times. And so for me, it's more about honoring who you are and where you are, as opposed to all the ways we are accustomed to making people feel right and or wrong about whatever, you know, where they are. So you know, this is a space as you come to it to recognize that the things that you told yourself were not for you really are, or the things you were afraid to do is all in your mind. And then once you have conquered this thing, then you move on to something else and go even further, you know.
Now, you were, it happened to be part of the whole Katrina situation, and what happened during that time space for you, and how did that affect your work as far as photography and so forth, being part of the whole Hurricane Katrina situation?
Katrina. Well, in a profound way. I mean, before then I was writing, and I was kind of transitioning. I was picking up the camera because I was kind of uninspired by the way things had changed to, like, slam poetry and things that, you know, I didn't see the same connection to. And so I asked a mentor for a camera, and he gave me one that he happened to have sitting on his shelf that was, like, older than me. So I ended up getting all of these, you know, the light kits and all of this equipment that every other photographer had, and started doing stuff that was maybe not as unique. And then Katrina happened, and all of that stuff was taken from me. So I was displaced to New York, and all I had was the clothes I was wearing, a broken camera, and a bag full of some journals. I ended up connecting with April Silver of Aquila Works on some other folks who helped me find a place to stay. And that was in a brownstone in Bed-Stuy. And all I had was the light that was coming in through the window. So I started shooting using that light, thinking that I was shooting at a deficit. But because every other photographer has a studio with all of these lights, then they thought what I was doing was my own style. And so this style ended up being a major component of my work, which is that, you know, all I need to show you your beauty is the light that God created in you.
Okay. Do you have a computer up or something like that? We're getting an echo. Could you turn your volume down or just listen to your phone?
It's not me because I'm just on the cell phone.
Okay.
So I hear it, but I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Okay. So Getting back to you having just a journal and stuff like that, you were writing at first. Our co-host Rachel is doing some journaling and stuff like that. Do you find that what you had in your journal, you were actually starting to live out without even knowing it until you actually looked back in your journal?
Well, the same thing I wrote about became the same things I photographed. And now you'll often see that when I share photographs, I usually put some words next to them as well. So they kind of grew into, you know, the different sides of the same coin.
Okay, we're talking to Sally Kong, photographer, and Lord John Z of Image Nation, and of course, Raw Space. What are some of the things you have coming up, Lord John Z, with Image Nation and Raw Space?
We have Sadi's clothing, of course, on January 30th, which is Thursday, at 7 p.m. We are working on another exhibit called Viva Africa, about liberation movements throughout the continent, and it'll be works by Kwame Brathwaite. And then we also have a women's exhibit coming up for Women's History Month. And we have a series called Indie Mogul. It's a series of career development panels. The next one is February 13th in Terry Williams, and we'll be on the panel along with Storm and Norman of Sunday Sermon and Musa Jackson, who's a publicist, and Angie Hancock of Experience Harlem. So we have a lot of diverse programs coming up. But, you know, the very next one, of course, the closing for Sadi's exhibit on January 30th.
And you were named one of the 20. You were named one of the 25 women who are shaping the world in Essence magazine. Wow, that's a lot,
yeah.
Right? How did that feel?
Yeah, it was. It felt amazing. I mean, immediately my mother was like, "Wow, she's legitimate."
That is awesome.
You know, it was great to be in that issue and to be recognized for the work because you know this is kind of what we're doing is. It's arts work. It's a lot more psychological and emotional than physically realized. And so to have it recognized was great. I think there are a few times in your work when you kind of feel like validated, and that was one of them. The other times are when people come to my showcase and then decide to be independent filmmakers and do amazing work. Or when young children come and tell me what they've learned from the screenings, or when we're able to bring generations together in one space and kind of create dialogue and exchange. But that was a great moment.
Yeah. How did it change you moving forward? Did you like have to take bigger steps? Like what did it evoke anything other than accountability, right? Did you feel like, oh, okay, now I have to be really accountable for something, or was it just kind of like a thank you, took it in stride and kept it moving?
I would say it was the latter because I think that accountability is just part of what I do. I mean, you know, we're an arts, cultural arts organization, but we really exist in the film space. And in that space, we could be doing a whole lot of other stuff that would kind of demonstrate what it means to be unaccountable. So, having a commitment to community and having a real commitment to the types of images we present is what we do every day. But that was just a boon to us, and it kind of gave us a jolt of energy. You know, it says to you, keep going, you're on the right track, people see you, whether you're getting the monetary benefits or not. But it says, you know, you're on the right track. So I would say it was more of a boon, and, you know, it was a real encouragement. And, you know, Susan Taylor was at the helm of Essence at the time. So, you know, she's a woman I've always admired. So to have Susan say, I see you, sis, you know, that was great.
Yeah. She's awesome. I worked with her for the with Harlem Cares and with her mentoring movement. Mm-hmm. And she's always very present to the work, you know, that people are doing. So, yeah, that's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have you yourself wanted to make a film as be a filmmaker?
You know, I have a film that I wrote, and it has been sitting there waiting for me to finish developing my chain of cinemas, because I always told myself that the first goal was to set up an exhibition distribution pipeline, and then I would go back into the creative space. So I do have some ideas, absolutely, and I have a film that I wrote many years ago that I would love to see come to fruition.
Nice. Bringing it all back home together. Definitely. But we're not going to keep you both any longer. I know you have some things that you need to get into today. So, and we're not sure what's going on with Sadi's line right now.
Okay.
So we're
Can
just going to ask one more.
Oh.
We're just going to ask one more time. Just give out the information as far as where they can find Image Nation, how they can get information to rent out raw space, your websites, Twitters, all that kind of stuff, and then we'll go with Sadi after that.
Awesome. So you can find our website is imagenation.us, as in United States, or us black people. And there you will find information about Sadi's exhibit and closing on 30th of January. You'll also find information about renting raw space. Our Twitter handle is ImageNationUs again. And you can also email us at info@ImageNation.us. So it's all about images for us, ImageNation.us.
And Sadi, your information, the way they can see your...
Well, you can find me all over Facebook. I have Sadiq Ali is a page, Sadiq Ali Photos, and Sadiq Ali Photos fan page. You can also catch me at my website, which is SadiqAliPhoto.com. I'm Sadiq Ali Photos on Instagram. I am Love Sadi on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well, thank you both for being on the program. We do appreciate it. And keep us informed of what you have going on, and we'll continue to support.
All right. Thanks
thank
for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
That's what it is, folks. As you can see, they're doing some amazing things through visual work, be it film, be it photos, and also just renting out that space in the community. Like I said, I've been to some functions there at Raw Space. I actually saw a screening of Yelling to the Sky, the indie film with Anthony Smith and Zoe Kravitz. So I enjoyed her space.
So inspiring.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So call us up, 646-478-5123. Email us, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, at indiereview. And we'll find out, you know, when Rachel is going to do her shoot, and Lady Ginger is going to do her shoot, and so forth.
Don't sleep. And that doesn't mean I'm going to be doing selfies. I'm not going to be do any more selfies in the mirror. I'm actually going to call Sadi and hook it up.
Right.
The work
he does is not just nude, just so you know, so people can understand that as well. Like, he just doesn't do new work.
Right. But his work is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to do some tunes, and I'll be back with some more stuff here on the program. It is, of course, in the review.
And my man fight, I go flirt with my ex, and I'm dead wrong.
Yeah.
I know I'm dead wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't pay my bills, even though I got the money. And I'm dead wrong. I know I'm just dead wrong.
Get it right.
Start already. I got a whole lot to give, and once we rockin', we don't stop it. Nosy neighbors call the law. And tonight you got on everything, and you gon' take it all. Hey, I don't know if you hold it back. I want everything you got. You gripping, holding, but you scared to let go, let go.
Sneaking in your window late at night. Sneaking in your window late at night. I won't tell if you won't tell. Can you keep a secret? Sneaking in your window late at night.
Late at night with creeping.
I won't tell if you won't tell.
Can you keep a secret?
And I got everything you need, baby girl. Just let me take control. I can take you all around the world, and I can make you explode.
Looking for a friend, looking for a friend, looking for a queen, looking for a queen, looking for a friend, looking for a friend, looking for a queen, 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 looking for a queen
love is in the air soon, it will begin. Whispers say I'm the one, but I know better. But believing sweet nothings is into believing this love is real, hoping that one day
again at the end of another show. And what Indie Review Radio show is not complete with the talk of food and spandex? I mean, that's just what we do here. All about food and spandex.
Alleged spandex.
You have to join the chat room to get into the spandex conversation, but I'm just saying. Anyway, at the end of every show, as you know, we have a affirmation for you. What is it, Steve? It's not always an affirmation. Sometimes it's just food for thought, right? Something that you can carry into the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's called our Daily Slice. And today's Daily Slice is this. Don't get lost in the trying today. When you remove try, you are doing and being. Skip the middleman. You are having an amazing day. And that's our Daily Slice for the week. A lot of us use try, you know, it's automatic. It's just one of those words that should actually be removed, because how do you actually try to do something? You either do it or you're not, right?
True.
So once you remove the word try, instead of I'm trying to improve life, you know what? You are. You're in the being. You're in the doing. So that's what it is. So that's our Daily Slice for the week. Any parting words, C?
No, I mean, I think that says it all, and that's extremely appropriate in these days and times. We're living in, or any days and times, really, but more so nowadays, given that, you know, a lot of people are up against things that they're not usually. So I think that's very appropriate. Mm-hmm. But let them know where to get the journals and stuff like that, where they can get your book.
Yes. Well, that particular Daily Slice came right out of your Daily Slice journal, Celebrate Something About Your Life Daily, which is now on Amazon.com. So you can go on Amazon, order your copy. If you're local, like if you're here in Atlanta, I can sign it for you. I do have some stuff coming up. Perhaps in New York I'll be doing a signing soon. But I'll keep you guys posted on that. But, yes, if you go to the blog, indiereviewcd.com, you'll see the link is there. If you go a couple of posts back, you'll see the book and the link. So, yes, your Daily Slice journal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So until then, make sure you keep in touch with us. IndieReviewCD.com or email us, IndieReviewCD@gmail.com. Any one of those means will do.
Where you find us. So you guys have a blessed week. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. Stay warm. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep that immune system boosted. So you guys have a blessed week, all right? Peace.